LSA News, I'm John Schaefer. More fallout in Memphis from the beating death of Tyree Nichols. Another Memphis police officer involved in that Nichols traffic stop has been relieved of duty. Memphis police said an unidentified officer and police officer Preston Hemphill were both relieved of duty while the investigation into Nichols' fatal beating continues. The Memphis Fire Department announced today it fired two paramedics who responded to the scene for failing to give proper aid to Nichols. The Biden administration announcing today it will end two emergencies related to the COVID-19 pandemic. On May 11th, both the national emergency and public health emergency will come to a close that will end most of the COVID relief money. The World Health Organization said this week that the pandemic is at a transition point. President Biden praising his bipartisan infrastructure bill on a trip to Baltimore today, where he stopped at the 150-year-old Baltimore and Potomac Tunnel and promised it will be brought up to date.
For the infrastructure law, we're going to invest over $4 billion to replace the existing Baltimore and Potomac Tunnel.
Biden said if the tunnel shuts down, it costs America $100 million a day. He added this project will create 20,000 construction jobs. When it comes to U.S. support of Israel, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says it's ironclad.
That commitment is backed up by nearly 75 years of United States support. America's commitment has never wavered. It never will.
Blinken met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem, where he offered condolences for the seven Israelis killed in an attack on a synagogue last week. New research from the American Medical Association shows COVID is one of the top 10 causes of death in American children. The virus was the eighth leading cause between August 2021 and July 2022. And winter weather across the middle of the nation being blamed for more than 1,000 flight cancellations, most of the cancellations affecting Dallas Love Field and Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and endless variety of gourmet choices from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Texas still building its portion of a border wall, even though the Biden administration stopped work on that wall. Texas Governor Greg Abbott admits it's not a cheap endeavor.
Part of that is the materials for the wall. Part of it is the cost of acquiring the rights to be able to build the wall on land.
Abbott, speaking in the border town of San Benito today, said they are acquiring more land rights, which should help speed up construction. Super Bowl 57 is set.
One team needed all 60 minutes to punch its ticket. With the Bengals and Chiefs knotted at 20 in the closing seconds, KC turned to kicker Harrison Butker for a 45-yard field goal attempt.
Butker kicking out, get it right down the board! It's gone!
Mitch Holthus on the Kansas City Chiefs radio network. Patrick Mahomes led the Chiefs with 326 yards and two touchdowns. They'll face the Eagles, who routed the Niners 31-7. Super Bowl 57 is February 12th in Glendale, Arizona. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Hockey legend Bobby Hull is dead at the age of 84. The 12-time All-Star scored 610 goals in his career, most of that career spent with the Chicago Blackhawks and Winnipeg Jets before playing his last season with the Hartford Whalers. He lifted the Stanley Cup just once with Chicago in 1961. No cause of death was given. NFL teams will have more money to spend ahead of next season, salary cap increasing to a new record of $224.8 million. That's a more than $16 million bump from this season. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.